Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talking cool after this.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers, or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
We're reporting from our nation's capital as we continue to take part in Washington Watch 2013 of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, meeting yesterday with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who right now has the clock ticking on him in regards to getting a rule in place to satisfy the WTO case against the United States regarding mandatory country of origin labeling.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I've got a statutory directive from Congress, which I have to comply with, and I have to follow the law, and we intend to do that. We intend to meet the May 23rd deadline, as we're required to do. I have had conversations with the Canadian minister. I'm traveling to Mexico on Thursday to talk to the new Mexican minister, Minister Martinez. We're going to put forward what we believe complies with the letter and the spirit of the WTO ruling. Again, they did not question our capacity to label. They questioned the process by which we labeled, the process itself. We think we've improved on that process, and we're going to move forward on May 23rd with that approach. The Mexicans and Canadians will then have a decision to make. If they're not satisfied with what we've proposed and what we've put forward, they have certain avenues they can travel down. The WTO would then have to make additional decisions, and whatever those decisions are, we will obviously follow them. But we believe we will propose on May 23rd a rule that follows the congressional directive, which we're required to do, and complies with the WTO decision, which we're also required to do.
There's some immediate obligations that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has to meet May 23rd, but yet the industry will have to have some time to ramp up if this becomes the new regulation in place.
Well, I want to be really careful about how I answer this question, because words matter in this context. And so I let me just simply say, from our perspective, implementation occurs when the rule is filed and submitted on May 23rd, recognizing that there will be a period of time we've had in the past and will have here in which the steps that industry must take and will need to take to comply, they will take. I'd rather not discuss a defined amount of time, because I think that would not be appropriate given the fact that we haven't yet, you know, finished the process. But I would say that, you know, history is a good lesson in terms of the amount of time that we've provided in the past.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who gave no indication exactly what the final rule will look like, only that it'll be there by the 23rd of May. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.